This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. In the U.S., for every 100,000 people, 710 will be incarcerated. That's more than twice the rate of incarceration in any other developed country. And certain demographics fare significantly worse than others. But social disparities aside, it's prison overcrowding that's motivating changes in the justice system. Thousands of federal inmates across the country are seeing reduced sentences in light of new guidelines for nonviolent drug offenders. Glynis Board spoke with U.S. Attorney William Ehlenfeld about the implications and challenges here in West Virginia.
In an effort to address overcrowding in prisons across the nation, a year ago, the United States Sentencing Commission decided to modify sentencing for federal drug crimes. A little. What it amounts to nationally is that on average, nonviolent drug offenders serve 8.5 years instead of 10.5. U.S. District Attorney William Ehlenfeld explains that last year, after receiving 80,000 comments on the matter, the independent agency within the U.S. judicial branch unanimously decided to adjust sentencing.
Congress had the opportunity to vote to reject it, and Congress elected not to take any vote, which meant that the recommendation of the Sentencing Commission went into effect.
At the beginning of November, 59 inmates were released in West Virginia, according to the Associated Press. 44 of those inmates were released in northern West Virginia after careful case-by-case evaluations. 25% of those were already transitioning out of prisons and were either under house arrest or in a halfway house. Nationally, a quarter of all requests were denied, but 6,000 inmates were ultimately released this month around the country. Ehlenfeld says in light of the number of released prisoners every year, which is more than 70,000 people, he doesn't consider 6,000 an overwhelming number at all. And he says the challenges are much the same. These offenders are released in the same manner as all others, which often includes lengthy probation periods. And Ehlenfeld points out that with all prisoners, the most important aspect of release is what's referred to as reentry.
If they don't get a job and land on their feet within the first 6 weeks, I think that the numbers are pretty bad about going back to a life of crime to support themselves. And so right when they get out is the most critical time, and we're working really hard to identify employers who will hire these individuals.
According to the Pew Center on the States, 1 in 3 prisoners falls back into crime after release here in West Virginia, and that's supposed to be an impressive number. West Virginia's recidivism rate, as it's called, is the 4th lowest in the country. Ehlenfeld says efforts to convince employers to hire felons have not been in vain.
I wouldn't say we're having a lot of success. We're having some success. We have identified employers who are very much open to that. And there's benefits to the businesses as well.
Ehlenfeld says many business owners report that people on supervised release are actually more reliable. They're clean and sober because they're following a set of rules that are being overseen continuously by probation officers.
A lot of people, they want to work. They want to support their family. They want to be a productive member of society, but they need an opportunity.
A reentry program exists within the U.S. District Attorney's Office for any business owners who are willing to be involved. Ehlenfeld says there's also a little-known federal bonding program.
So if you're hiring someone and you're concerned that there might be an issue of theft, that someone's going to steal from your business, take cash out of the drawer, whatever it may be, there's a federal bonding program that costs a business nothing, and you can become bonded and be protected from any kind of a loss that might occur.
Ehlenfeld says his office will continue to process requests from inmates for adjusted sentences. Implementation of the new guidelines for nonviolent drug offenders was delayed by a year to give offices like his time to process requests. He says he anticipates more requests will continue to be filed for some time. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.
Cabell County officials hope some changes to their current adult drug court would change lives. Clark Davis reports.
State and local officials gathered Friday in a courtroom at the Cabell County Courthouse. They came together to rededicate the existing drug court program by changing the name from Cabell County Drug Court to Cabell Huntington Drug Court. They also announced a new program within the drug court, the Women's Empowerment and Addiction Recovery Program. It's designed specifically for women engaging in prostitution to support a drug habit. It follows the same one-year model as drug court, but with changes that cater to female clients. such as domestic violence counseling, family planning, trauma treatment, and a course about healthy sexuality. Huntington Police Chief Joe Ciccarelli says expanding the drug court to help these women is essential.
This is absolutely critical because this is what's going to solve that problem. You know, the prostitution issue is a subset of the larger drug problem. Every one of these prostitutes is a drug addict. Until we fix the addiction piece, we're going to have to deal with the prostitution piece.
Prostitution arrests have doubled in Huntington since 2010 as heroin use numbers have risen. Law enforcement officials blame the resurgence of heroin as a cheaper alternative to prescription pain pills for the uptick in cases of prostitution.
It's a hand-in-hand situation. These are all interrelated problems, and so you have to address them comprehensively. You have to be attacking the drug problem. You have to be attacking the prostitution problem, not unlike how we attack the property crimes issue, because that, again, is another subset of a larger problem.
Drug court is a one-year program that is completed in phases. Only nonviolent felony offenders are eligible for the program and have to be approved by the judge and prosecutor for the program. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.
Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. I'm Beth Voorhees.